Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I'm going to confess, I used to genuinely believe that living healthy and living a life of going to the gym, but more specifically eating healthy, is something that's reserved for the wealthy. And healthy food is incredibly expensive, which it is. I mean, I was going to shop for nuts at Food Lovers Market, and I was looking at the prices of nuts. They're really expensive. If you can comfortably afford nuts on a regular basis, even monthly, like, you are living in a different tax bracket, or you must really prioritize your health or your palate, what you love to eat, to an extent that you just don't consider how expensive it is, because they cost as much as gold, as far as I'm concerned, to be quite honest. And I've learned that it's a very, very nuanced conversation. This conversation around living healthy and eating healthy, it being for the wealthy, it's a very nuanced conversation. Yes, when you're wealthy, living healthy becomes incredibly easy. You can afford to see a nutritionist. You can afford to have someone cook your meals. You can and do have the time, because now you don't have to work. You work because you enjoy work, right? You have the time to go and exercise, and you can afford to participate in all of these hobbies that just put you in a natural state of keeping healthy. And I think about this in two different extremes, right? There's the person who is so healthy, who is so wealthy, that they find themselves living a healthy lifestyle. They can afford it financially. Then you have the person who is so not so poor per se, who is so unwealthy and so not privileged, that they find themselves living a healthy life having not chosen it. Here's what I mean. When I was in varsity, I was in good shape. And the reason was because I didn't have a car. I didn't stay in the house all day working on my computer. I had friends that I had to walk to and see. I walked to the bus that I caught in order to get to campus. And when I was in campus, I walked around to reach every class that I needed to reach. And when I had to visit someone, I needed to walk or walk to even catch the taxi. And that really contributed to my fitness, right? And allowing my body to move enough for my blood to move enough. So it avoided a lot of issues of developing high blood or heart issues or anything like that. I was constantly moving because I had to constantly move. I mean, I remember I went to school at TUT, which is all the way in Pretoria West, but I had friends who lived all the way in Hatfield, but I lived in Sunnyside. So that means I would get off the bus, and not only did I have friends, but I also participated in things like poetry sessions and, you know, just social events as well. So I needed to get off the bus in Arcadia and walk all the way to Sunnyside, and then walk all the way towards Hatfield in order to participate in these poetry sessions. Sometimes I was at UNISA, sometimes I would catch a taxi and go to other schools like Madunsa and. So you can clearly see how it contributed to me living by default a healthy life, and my body was constantly moving. But what I was not doing is eating healthy, because I was a student and I couldn't afford to eat healthy. But that's also quite debatable, right? Was I not living healthy because I wasn't educated enough to know that I could live healthy at the budget that I had? I didn't make the effort to go and find out how much vegetables cost. I didn't have the patience for vegetables. I didn't enjoy vegetables. And also at that point in time, it wouldn't have been by choice. It would have been by circumstance, right? So the point in what I'm saying is this: when you get to a point in your life where you start making a little bit of money, you then start to, by default, by matter of circumstance, you no longer live healthy, because you start to drive everywhere. You're always spending time in the house because it's so convenient. You have your Wi-Fi, your TV, your phone, your laptop. If you need to connect with someone, you connect with them via Wi-Fi and have a call with them via Teams. And you're not necessarily walking to where they are. Even if you did have to visit them, you would literally just sit on your laptop and connect with them. And you get less sun on you, which is also incredibly unhealthy and could lead to depression. So you can actually see how the more you move toward a certain tax bracket, and I'm not necessarily trying to say that when you are in this class, then that means your health is going to be like this. That's not what I mean. What I'm trying to say is that you do find it to be a general trend for people that when they do not, when we do not, we do not have money, or when we're students, we tend to, by default and not necessarily out of choice, live a healthy life. We walk more. We go distances in order to meet with people. We spend more time out in the sun. Whenever we have to do our shopping, we walk to where we have to do our shopping, right? However, we don't all always, we're not always intentional about the food we eat. I mean, a lot of students eat noodles, but they're very fit because they're always moving around from class to class, right? And then once that student comes to a point of getting a job and starting to get some money, buying a car, getting Wi-Fi, getting a laptop, they begin to live a life that feels more convenient and comfortable. So as a result, you're not very active and you're not, by default, living a healthy lifestyle. And then maybe someday you find a few of us reach that level of wealth where we do not have to work. So as a result, where now we can choose health, we can choose to eat healthy, we can afford to pay someone to cook healthy meals for us, we can afford to have fresh vegetables delivered at our doorsteps, we can afford to play golf regularly, go ice skating. So it becomes a choice to be healthy. And I think that is a general trend for everyone, right? The fact that at some point in your life, being healthy and being fit and eating healthy and exercising, it's going to have to become a choice, because you no longer have a lifestyle that puts you in, sort of thrusts you into being active by default. I mean, think about the times when we used to herd cows. Think about the times, which there are people who still do that, right? Think about the times when we planted our own gardens and tended to them and had to spend time in the sun. We were forced to do so. So nowadays, not as much. We're actually quite the opposite. We're forced to live lifestyles where we spend a lot of time out of the sun. We're not using our feet as much. We're just pressing on pedals in our cars, which results to us living very unhealthy lives. So this is what I meant when I said that wellness being a thing that is attainable only by the wealthy is a very, very nuanced conversation. And you have to approach it with that degree of nuance whenever you're having that discussion. However, I must say that when you're young, you are at your most opportune moment and time, regardless of whether you're wealthy or not. It is easier for you to live a healthy life. It is much, much easier. I mean, I remember when I was young, I used to go outside in my mother's yard and I would play soccer with myself. I would have nobody there. I would literally run around the yard pretending that I'm playing in the FIFA World Cup or playing against some opponents and dribble them, you know, and it was fun for me. I really, really enjoyed it. And just that alone, it was something I would do quite regularly. That in and of itself kept me fit. So there is a lot of truth in this. And there's also the thing to acknowledge that healthy food is expensive. However, even that in itself is something that's incredibly nuanced. When you consider that you can just go out and buy seeds or little plants, I forgot what they call them. Like, you can go buy little plants and replant them outside in your garden, which is something I believe we as a country, South Africa, we've really lost that, right? Where if you could look to countries like Lesotho, for example, or Botswana, you find that a lot of people there actually do still practice this quite a lot, herding, keeping chickens, planting in their gardens. And as a result, you have access to these vegetables and fruits. And I know that there's those of you who are probably thinking to yourself, yeah, but given there's chemicals in a lot of these seeds. Yes, that is true. But it doesn't mean there's that just because there are chemicals, then they are absolutely unhealthy. And you can access to this day seeds that, or seedlings or whatever you want to call them, that are without chemicals, right? Especially if you're focusing on home growing, then you could definitely do that. But it's a very difficult thing to do, right? When everyone is going to school and everyone wants a career in corporate and everybody wants to start a business and run it successfully, it is really, really, really a difficult thing to do. You would have to have someone in the family make the sacrifice of staying home home and actually tending to all of that, which is a huge ask in and of itself. And this is something I think about quite a lot. And I'd like you to take a moment to think about it, and maybe even whenever you can, discuss it with some of your friends and hear what they think. How can we as a society make an effort towards, by default, living a healthy life and it not being expensive?
Your daily spiritual nourishment.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM.